From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. 20 nations agreed to consider tougher sanctions to press North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons, as U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson warned Pyongyang it could trigger a military response if it does not choose negotiations.
And if North Korea does not choose the pathway of engagement, they themselves will trigger an option.
In a joint statement released from the meeting, the ministers noted that sanctions are a tool of diplomacy aimed at creating the conditions for a negotiated solution. The co-chairs stressed the important role for civil society actors and non-governmental organizations in supporting efforts to foster the conditions for a diplomatic solution. The two Koreas agreed during talks on Wednesday to form a combined women's ice hockey team to take part in next month's Winter Olympics and march together under a unified peninsula flag at the opening ceremony. North Korea will send a 550-member delegation that includes 230 cheerleaders, 140 artists, and 30 taekwondo players for a demonstration. The bail decision for an Australian filmmaker accused of spying for a foreign state was postponed Wednesday in Phnom Penh until January 31st. James Ricketson was arrested in June last year after flying a drone over a campaign rally for the Cambodian National Rescue Party. After 6 days of detention, he was charged with the offense of endangering national defense. Ricketson denounced the charges.
Journalism is not a crime. Journalism is not a crime. Journalism is not espionage.
If convicted under Cambodia's espionage and treason laws, he faces up to 10 years in prison. This is VOA News. The Catalan Parliament met on Wednesday in a first step towards forming a local government after December's elections.
La resistencia y la inteligencia que caldrá.
Temporarily, Parliament Speaker Ernest Maragall called for the resistance to continue and for the return of former President Carlos Puigdemont. The election called by Madrid to derail the independence movement failed to resolve Spain's worst political crisis in decades after secessionist parties won a majority of seats, although they failed to get more than half of the popular vote. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy earlier in the week said that if Catalan Parliament appointed Carlos Puigdemont president, Article 155, which prescribes direct rule over Catalonia, will remain in force. The U.S. Navy filed criminal military charges on Tuesday against the former commanding officers of two U.S. warships after collisions in Asia last year left 17 sailors dead. Ryan Brooks has those details.
In June, the guided missile destroyer USS Fitzgerald crashed into a Philippines container ship. In August, the USS John McCain collided with a tanker near Singapore, leaving a huge hole in the side of that destroyer. The commanding officers of both vessels will be court-martialed. They and three others face a mix of charges, including dereliction of duty, hazarding a vessel, and negligent homicide. The collisions raised questions last year over Navy training and the speed of its operations. Tuesday marks the latest effort to address the causes behind the collisions. Investigations found both accidents came down to human error by sailors on the ships, and no single person could be blamed.
That was Ryan Brooks reporting. A Hong Kong court sentenced democracy activist Joshua Wong to 3 months in jail on contempt cases stemming from a pro-democracy protest 3 years ago. Wong was among a group of activists who were sentenced in Hong Kong's High Court Wednesday.
We have no regret to our involvement in the Umbrella Movement. They can lock up our mind, but they can lock up our body, but they can't lock up our mind.
Wong and others pleaded guilty last year for failing to comply with a court order to clear out of a protest camp. Pope Francis on Wednesday headed to the heart of Chile's century-old conflict with indigenous peoples to celebrate Mass on contested land that was also used as a detention and torture facility during the country's bloody military dictatorship. Macaue Air Base in Temuco, where the Pope will celebrate the Mass, was built on land taken from the indigenous Mapuche in the early 20th century. For additional stories, as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to point your web browser to voanews.com. From Studio 24 in the Washington Newsroom, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.